It is now 10:31 a.m. on November 3rd. Yeah, November 3rd, 2021. And the November meeting of the Arizona State Board of Sensing Opticians is now in session. Roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Terry Brown. Deb Bright. Michael Cyril.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
We also have our Assistant Attorney General Seth Hargraves and our Executive Director Megan Darien on the call. Declaration of conflicts of interest. I hear none, so we'll move on. Review, discuss, and approval of minutes from the October meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes as written for the October 6th meeting.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, approve. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
We'll call Terry Brown?
Aye. Aye. I'm here.
Welcome, Terry. And
yep.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Welcome. We've got everybody. Thank you. Okay, number four, agency operations review and discussion.
Rule changes. The council approved the board's rulemaking at yesterday's council's meeting. The board has received a certificate of approval from GIRC as immediate, effective date of November 2nd, 2021. Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was really good. The second one, a five-year rule review, is currently scheduled to be heard in the council's January 2022 meeting cycle, meaning that is December 28, 21 study session and January 4, 2022 council meeting, which happens every 5 years. Then about the licenses, 225 AZ licensed opticians have renewed their licenses this cycle as of today. The second notice was sent via email on November 1st to the LDOs that they have not renewed yet. I'm done.
Okay, then the next thing we're going to talk about is the interface and integration with the Division of Child Support Services request. Having looked at it and having had some discussion with some people, I think our recommendation is what we have available on our e-licensing and our website is all the information that I feel the board is at liberty to share with anybody. So I'm going to ask that Megan, you politely relay that to the DCSS team, tell them what they have is what they get, and it's most of what they want. But it's going to be whatever's available to the public, and we're not going to add anything or go into investigating it any further, I don't think. And I think now's a good time. We need to go ahead and go into an executive session and get some advice from our AAG.
Before you do that, you may want to call the specific agenda items you want legal advice on. And if the other side is present, you may want to hear from them first before you go into executive session.
Do they have a representative that is able to speak in Arizona?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Chris Yost, Regional Vice President for Arizona.
You also have McCott and Pearson, outside counsel from Quarles and Brady.
Okay, the items we're going to executive session for are is 5A and B and 6C.
So do you want to hear from them first?
Seth, if you think that's a good idea to do it first, otherwise I was going to leave it until we had call to the public.
Well, if you want to allow them, they can speak on their agenda item. It may be good to hear from them first before getting legal advice.
Before
that way,
session?
You're not going back and forth.
Right. Okay. That sounds fine to me. So someone from AEG wishes to speak. Please speak one at a time.
Chris, do you want to go first or do you want me to kick it off?
Hey, however you like, Amy, you can go ahead if you'd like, and then I'll add some color. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to hear this. I think everybody should have the letter that was sent to Ms. Darian last night that gives a little bit more color from Ms. McCormick, the general counsel. If not, it's okay.
Yeah.
I can summarize. Okay. All right. As long as you have that, that's great. And just to add a little bit more color to that, you know, currently, as they're currently being operated, these are really optometry practices. They have physicians on site at all times. And, you know, they do not operate unless there is a physician on the premise. And with that in mind, you know, looking at the regulations, you know, Chapter 15.1 is regulates dispensing opticians. And the licensure of the optical establishments and sets forth all the requirements that we're all aware of. However, when you look at 32.1691, it states that the chapter does not apply to a physician or optometrist who is licensed to practice under the laws of the state, you know, or anybody under their supervision. I paraphrase that just a little bit. So this exception that says the entire chapter does not apply, it doesn't carve out just the licensing of the opticians or the licensing of the establishments. It says the entire chapter. So with that in mind, I think my client made a very good faith determination that because, again, these clinics are operated under the direct supervision of the physicians, that the licensure, the establishment licensure did not apply. You know, it was not done to circumvent anything or mislead in any way. It was, you know, the interpretation that, you know, I think, you know, the intent of these regulations, and I could be wrong here, but the intent of the regulation was to ensure that, you know, that these were appropriately regulated and supervised and there was appropriate oversight. Well, you know, they have that with the licensed physicians here. And so, you know, again, it's not done to, you know, try to circumvent any licensure. And in fact, now, you know, they're looking to expand some of those services. And that's why they said, okay, this no longer applies because there may not be a physician supervision at all time. So now it's time to apply for the license. So, you know, again, they were not trying to hide from any licensure requirements or do anything, you know, misleading. They were truly trying to, you know, comply with the law as written in Arizona. And so, you know, they have applied. Those, you know, the establishment licenses are before you today for your consideration. And so with that said, I know that's kind of a brief overview. If you have specific questions, you know, we're happy to answer, or Chris, if you'd like to give some more color to that, you know, appreciate that as well.
No, I think that's well said, Amy. You know, I'll just give you, you know, the future. We see our business growing. We have hired more doctors in these practices. We're expanding hours and have to look at how do we manage if that physician is not there on, you know, during those practice times. And now it's time to move forward. And thus, obviously, we've hired, the licensed opticians and now, you know, applying for the, the certification with the licensed optician. So the future is kind of really in the growth area. And so we've got to look at managing it differently. But to Amy's point, it was not an intent to not follow the statute, the way we read the statute.
And just to clarify one point that I made, I apologize. I should have said optometrists. These are ODs, not MD physicians.
Yeah.
We understand that from your letter.
Okay.
Appreciate your input. And after our executive session, we will be able to respond. Okay.
Should we hang on, or do we get off?
You can hang on if you want. We will all be off the call on another call, and then we will all call back in.
Okay.
So if you want to hang on, you can.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Now we've got a motion going to go to executive session in a.
Well, I don't think there's been a motion yet, so you're going to need. There was talk about going, but I don't think there's been a motion yet. So you will need a motion for executive session for legal advice, a second, and a vote.
Right. Okay.
This is Suzanne Coleman. Yeah, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session in regards to items 5A and B, as well as 6A through C.
For
so
legal advice?
Get some legal counsel. Mm-hmm.
Got a motion on the table? Chair?
I second it. It's Deb Bright.
Okay, Deb Bright seconded. We'll do the vote. All in favor say aye. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Jerry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Everybody has call-in number for the executive session. We will all pick it back up, and then we will call back in and continue this session. See you all in a minute, or talk to you.
Okay.